Hello. Welcome to our end of the year meditation. Meditation really being another name for watching the mind, noticing the mind in any way we notice it. Oh, so notice if you've arrived. That's the first thing, always. No matter what, no matter where, no matter what you're doing, if you're at a meeting with your kids, at a family gathering, at work, with a friend, you might as well be there. If you're already there, you might as well be there. Notice if you're here now. That's what we want to notice. How do you notice it? If you're engaged in a busy mind, you're not here. You're there. You're merged with your thoughts. And your thoughts and your mind, its job is not for you to be present. Its job is for you to get engaged there, not be here. Can't be both. Either you're busy with your thoughts or you're not. Either you're in your mind or you're present. So that's what we want to notice now. Are you here? Are you aware of your feet? Your hands, your breath, your belly, your chest. Can you make a choice to come back, to be here? And what happens? If even for a millisecond you make that choice to come back, to pull your attention away, to just come back. Oh, the simplicity of the moment. So often our minds are like little gnats, just buzzing and buzzing and buzzing around. It's such a relief to have your attention in one place and have it be on quietness itself. Love your thoughts. Just don't engage with them. Love that you still have 1,000 of them. Ongoingly, you can love them without engaging in them. For one moment now, just one moment now, give yourself permission not to be running around in your thoughts. One moment, that's all. One moment. What happens? Breathe and let yourself be aware of your breath. There's nothing to do and no place to go in this moment. There's no point in thinking. Doesn't help anything. Doesn't lead you anywhere. Doesn't accomplish anything except to keep you away from the moment. Let yourself arrive. And from this place right now, we're going to do an end of the year honoring of yourself. I'd like you to think back, if you can, to last end of the year. And if you can't quite remember, notice if there's a touchstone, a benchmark, something you can remember at the beginning of the year, what was going on, where were you, how were you. And as you follow through the year itself, just noticing as the, in terms of time and space, in terms of that measurement that we use, the time and space measurement, notice how you were with what happened. The months go by. 3 months, 6 months. Feels like everything and nothing in that whole year. But on the other hand, when you're present, there's a sense of timelessness. So it's shocking, both the timelessness and the fact that in linear measurements, a year has passed. For the purpose of our time right now, would like you to spend a couple of moments acknowledging yourself, the work you've done, the attention you've paid, the changes you've made in the year. Acknowledge yourself. Take a breath. Take a moment. Honor the inner work, so to speak, the practice or the way that you have unfolded in time. So maybe what's happened is that your superego has quieted because you've been aware of it more, or you've allowed more kindness in the way you treat yourself, or you've noticed beauty or what's good more. Whatever it is, acknowledge that. Take a moment now to appreciate and acknowledge. Our souls love to be loved. Like dry sponges, they sap up the love, the attention, the appreciation, the way that we can turn towards ourselves right now, right here, turning towards yourself. The shifts that have been made in the name of awareness and attention and love. Name three of them to yourself. Three. Not one, not two, not three. I mean, yes, I meant not one, not two, but three. And it could be more, but at least three. And notice how it feels when you do that. Allow yourself to take in the good, your own good, your own heart, your own love, your own practice, whatever it is. You've shown up for yourself in so many ways, including right here, right now. Listening and reflecting, that showing up. Love yourself for that. And keep loving yourself. Feel that all the way down to your toes, your hands, your belly, your heart. Take it in. You've done it. Good for you. And without everyone, going to wish you a beautiful day and a very joyful, centered, happy end of year, beginning of this new one.